Lamadalamadal, we're up to the Mishnah, three lines down. It says, Ha'over livnativ v'tal yavarach ratatu. If somebody davened for the Amud and he made a mistake, somebody else should take his place. Well, yeh, sovereign bo sashah, and if you're asked to take his place, don't be a refusenik at that time. Just go up immediately. Me'echun maschol, where do you start from? Mitchilas ha'bracha shatal. From the beginning of the bracha, where the person made the mistake. Ze'over livnativ liyana aminach ha'kwanam mitnayateruf. If somebody's davening for the Amud, he shouldn't answer amen after the Kohen make their brachos of Birchas Kohanim, because you might get messed up and not know where he's standing. V'im inshom kohen elahu, if you're the only kohen and you're davening for the Amud, lo yuses kapaton tu nisiyas kapayim. V'im yavtachaso, shu nisiyas kapachosu l'tvilso rishai. But if he's sure that he's going to be able to do nisiyas kapayim and then go back to his tefillah, he's allowed to do so. That's mutter. Tanu Rabbanon, we have a brayso in the Gemara. However, if somebody you davens for the Amud, he needs to refuse at first. The Amud, if he doesn't refuse, that's like a cooked food that doesn't have any salt. But if he refuses too much, then you're like a cooked food that it was burnt by salt. Kids are also, what should you do? The first time you say no. The second time you're like, third time, you just stretch out your feet and you go. There are three things that too much of it is a hard, but a little bit of it is good. Velohens, or yeast, melach, salt, sarvanus, refusing to do something. If you make a mistake in the first three brachos, you go back to the very beginning. If you make a mistake in the middle brachos, and you go back to atachon, and in the last three chos, you go back to ritzei. If Vasi says the middle ones don't have a seder, so you can just start wherever you are. Rav Shesha says, where do you go back to? You go back to the beginning of the bracha that you just made a mistake on, and we just got that in the brisa. So you have to Rav Huna, that sounds against Rav Huna, who says you go back to the beginning of whatever. Rav Huna says the middle ones are all considered one bracha, that's why you go back to the beginning of the middle brachos. Never ask, a person should not ask for his needs, not in the first three or the last three brachos, only in the middle brachos. The first three brachos are like a servant that's putting his praise in front of his master. The middle one is like an eved that's asking for a gift from his master. The last ones are like an eved that already got his prize from his master, and then he goes away, he stops. It was a Talmud who got up and down for the Amud in front of Rabbi Eliezer. He was too long. He's telling his son to him, Rabbi, this guy is so long. He said to him, do you think he goes longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? 40 days and 40 nights, that's how long he davened for. And there was another story with another time when he davened for the Amud in front of Rabbi Elazar, Mekatsu Yosef, he was really short. I'm like, tell me, you know, tell me, Kamakatsu Yosef, he's too short. I'm like, Mekatsu Yosef, do you think he was shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu? He's of Elna Ravon Allah. Right? 5 words altogether, 11 letters, and that was his tefillah. Anybody who davens for his friend, he doesn't need to mention the person's name. Shemar Elna Ravon Allah. He didn't mention the name of Miriam. Chazal tells us that's only if the person's right there in front of you that you're davening for. Tan Ravon on 2 dots. 3 lines up at the bottom. Elu brachos shalom shaychav, and these are the brachos in which you bow. The avos tchilav sof, bohudav tchilav sof. In the first bracha, in the beginning and the end, and so to by modim by the beginning and the end. V'yibalah shuah pesof kol bracha, bracha v'tchilav sof, bracha v'bracha melam tzor shal yishcha. But if he wants to bow by at the end of every bracha, in the beginning of every bracha, we tell him, you know, it's better not to bow. Arushim b'pasim arushim alevim arushim bar kapara hedyot kamosh amarnu. Yeah, by a hedyot we say that because then it looks gaivedic and that's not the right thing to do. But on lamed dalam veiz, Kohen Gadol b'sof kol bracha bracha. Kohen Gadol does bend at the end of every bracha. V'amelech t'chilu kol bracha bracha b'sof kol bracha bracha. King does so at the beginning of every bracha and the end of every bracha. Rabbi Yisrael Nachmanin Ledim. Farshim Lamed Rabbi Yisrael Levi. I heard this. Bitferish from Yisrael Levi. Hadyod kamosh amarnu. You're right by Hadyod. Kohen Gadol t'chilas kol bracha bracha. Kohen Gadol does at the beginning of every bracha. Melech kevin shikara shuvin ezoykev. A king, once he bows, he doesn't get up ever again. Shnamar yikachalos Shlom lispalel. When Shlom Melech finished davening, come lifnei mizbech. Hashem yikroya al bokav. He got it from before the mizbech. From bending on his knees, because once he got down to do modim, he didn't get back up. 2 dots. Tanu Rabbanan. Kida alapayim. Kida is when you go onto your face. Shem v'tikur basheva. Basheva bowed. Apayim arat. That's when she heard that her son Shlomo was going to be king. Kriya alberkav. That's on your knees. Shem v'mikraya alberkav. That's what Shlomo did in the base of Mikdash. Yishtachavazu. Pishu yavadam reglam. The stretching out your hands and feet. Do you think that me and your mother and your brothers, Yaakov Avinu told Yosef, are going to bow to you to the ground? I saw that Abai and Ravo, when they davened, when they were nofo al paneim, they just leaned a little bit. If you bow during modim, right, it's a good thing. And then another verse says it's a bad thing. It's good in the beginning. It's bad toward the end, right? That's considered something that's that, then you should bow. Rava Karavo Datsuchlosov, but Rava did bow in the beginning and the end of Motim. Amila Rabbana Maikav in Marhachi, why do you do that? Amalu Chazinu Lever Nachman Kor, I saw Nachman do it, Chazinu Lever Sheshit Kavar Hachi, I saw Sheshit do it, Tanya. But doesn't it say that if you bow during Modim, it's a bad thing? Some say in the beginning, some say in the end. So how could they have done that? So that's by Hallel. If you're bowing by Hallel, that's a bad thing. That's something that looks Meguna by Hodu Lashem Kitov. No. If you bow during Modim and by the Modim of Hallel, it's still bad. You're right. It's no Delecha that's bad. Okay, Hamis Palavatol says the Mishnah, brand new Mishnah on Lamed Aleph base. Hamis Palavatol, somebody davened to make a mistake, Simuralo, that's bad. Bad simon for him. If you're a Shulat Zibur, Simuralo, Shulucha, Shulchav. Then it's a bad simon for the people who sent him. And Isha Shulchav, Shalom, Kamosa, because the Shliach of a person is like him. Hamad of Rechini Medosa, Shem, Mispalo, Cholim. They say about Rechini Medosa, used to daven for all the sick people, and Rezechav is a mess, and he was able to tell who's going to live and who's going to die. And they said to him, Inayna to you, how do you know that? If the tefillah is straight up in my mouth and I'm able to say it clearly, then I know that it's going to be accepted. If not, then I know that it's going to be torn up. Ahai. So what's going on over here? So we say, which one are we saying that you made a mistake on Rechi or Rosaf or Mishum Chad Virebi, right? One of the base medrash people, he said, Be'avos, if you make a mistake in Avos. And that's when it's a simen ra. You get the first, very first baruch. You get a mazal abrei. So misfal tzor shechavan is libu kulin. You gotta have kavana in everything. Even yochel lacham kulin, you can't have kavana in everything. Yechavan is libu achas. Just have kavana during one bracha. Rechiv ram safra mishum dechad be rabbi the avos. That's why we pass on at the end of the day. Amru lover rechini medosu minoni mili. Where do we know all this from? So amru rabbi yeshuv and levi damar kara borin yusasaim shalom shalom lerochel lekarov amru hashem rufasiv. He creates the clearness, the clarity of the lips. Peace, peace, for those who are far and close away, close. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, they will be healed. So that shows you that if your lips are clear, then it feels it's going to be accepted. All the Nevi'im, when they prophesy about what's going to be in the future, they're talking about somebody who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, somebody who does business with a Talmud Chacham, makes sure he's rich, and somebody who gives benefit to a Talmud Chacham from his property. Themselves. No eye has seen a Kadosh Baruch Hu except for you. He will do that for those who wait for him. All the Nevi'im, when they talked about what's going to be in the future, that's only for the days of Mashiach, the Olam Haba, Ein Lo Rosal Lokim Zolzecha. Olam Haba is going to be ever so much better, nobody's ever seen it. Pelugi Shmuel, that argues in Shmuel, though, Dom Shmuel, Ibn Olam Haza, Olam Haza Mashiach, Lo Shibun Malchus Vavad, that Olam Haza and Yom Haza Mashiach, the only difference is what government is going to be in charge. Nami Ki Lo Yechta Avim, Mikar Varazi, will not be losing the poor people from the midst of the land. So Mashiach is going to be regular. Olam Haba is going to be this world in which all the Nevi'im are talking about. Rechiv Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan. Yet again, another statement of Rechiv Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan, our third one right now. Kolon Nevi'im, Kolon Nisabu, Lebala Juva. All the Nevi'im, they were only talking about Bala Juva, about Tzidik and Gemurim. Ayin Lomar Zalukim Zosecha. Tzidik and Gemurim who have never sinned. No eye has ever seen the reward of Ligid Revival, that Argus Revival, the Revival, Makush Bala Juva, Nomdin, Tzidik and Gemurim, Enam Omdin, that Bala Juva are actually above where the Tzidikim are standing. Shnamar, Shalom Shalom Rachel, the Karov, La Rachik, but Rachel Hadel, the Karov, first the Rachik, and then the Karov. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. My Rachik, Shai Rachik mi Devar Vere Meikara, he was far away from the Devar Vere Meikara. That's what makes him so great. My Karo, Shai Karo, the Devar Vere Nisakim Menu. Somebody who was close to a Devar Vere and stayed far away from it afterward. Hashem, my Angler Rasa, what does that mean? What kind of thing have we not seen? So Amr Rabbi Shemulevi is a Yayin of Mishum Vandav and Mishesh and Mepers. He's talking about a type of wine that's been waiting in its grapes since the first 6 days of creation. That's how potent it is. Rishmar Rachmini Amr, Ze Aden, Shloshet of Ayin Kobriya. This is Aden. We've only seen the garden, right? No person has ever seen a Shem Tomar Adam Rishon Hechaya. If you ask where was Adam Rishon, began, he was in the garden. Shem Tomar, he gone, who ate him. Maybe gone is Aden. Talmud Lomar, Vinar Yotam Aden, Lashkos is gone. No, there was a river that came up from Aden to give to drink the gone, it says in Parak Beis. Gan Lachud of Aden Lachud. Nobody's ever seen Aden. Talmud Rabbanim from the two dots. Maitre Shachal Benosha Rav Gamliel. There was a story where the son of Rav Gamliel got seriously sick. Shagar Shnei Tomar Chavitz Rechini Medosa Levakshel Rachamim. So he sent two Tomar Chavitz Rechini Medosa to daven for him. Came to someone, Rechini Medosa saw them. Allah went up to the second floor because of Rachamim and he davened. But he does when he came down, go back. He has a fever now. He's better. What are you, a Navi? I'm not a Navi, nor am I a son of a Navi. This is what I understand. If my tefillah is clear on my lips, I know that it's going to be accepted. And if not, I know it's going to be torn up. They sat down and they wrote down and they concentrated on what time of the day it was. I promise you, it's no less and no more. That was the time of the Kachayim Isa, exactly at that time. But Usa Shah, Chalatzu Chami got a fever. Shalom Omayim Lishos, and he asked for water to drink. Shumas Rechini Medosha, Alach Lomot Torah, to Rabbi Yochum and Zakai. There's another story of Rechini Medosha who went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochum and Zakai, Vachol Benosh, Rabbi Yochum and Zakai. The son of Rabbi Yochum and Zakai got very sick. Come along, Chanina Bini, Bikashol Rachim, Chanina, my son, Davin, for my child that's sick. So put his head between his knees. Daven for his Rebbe's son, the Chaya, and he lives. Even if I would have put my head between his knees all day long, said Rioch Zakalovish, love, they never would have listened to me. His wife said to him, is Chanina really that much greater than you? No. I'm greater than him. Elohu Damikavlivnamelach. He is like a slave in front of the king. Then you don't kiss Sarlivnamelach. I'm like an officer in front of the king. We have different jobs. He's able to do some things that I can't, and I have certain things that I do that he can't. We already mentioned this before. Rechiv Rabba says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a person should only daven in a place where there are windows. It's the only reason why I'm mentioning it over here is because of another statement of Rechiv Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan. Because he had windows that were open toward Yerushalayim. Rav Kana says, it's chutzpidik to me, anybody who davens inside a bikkah, inside this type of place where it's just private and he thinks he's such a great davener, etc. Rav Kana, and so too, it's chutzpidik to me, somebody who explains exactly what his sins were and says them all outright. Happy is a person who covers his sins and covers all the things that he did wrong. From here, we have one of the reasons why you're not supposed to daven out in a field or anything. You should always have something on top of you. All right, Hajj al-Lachin Domdin, that's the end of the fifth parak. We'll start the sixth parak next time.